vacation.
I think you're involved enough, so you don't need to be any more involved.
We go on their trips. We, rather than these annual things where you have continuous meetings, we'd rather do one-shot type deals.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is coordinating the faculty dinner group that we have, and the Women's Association, where we have a group that gets together the first Sunday night of the month and meets in a different restaurant or maybe at a home.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're participating in the Sunday brunch group now that we have in the Retirement Association. We met yesterday.
Right. I think the social organizations, these gatherings of people have really been flourishing.
That's wonderful.
There are more and more of them now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Retirement Association was sorely needed, I think, for many years. I'm real glad to see it active.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them more active in university archives. I'd like to see them get a oral history committee together.
It's a great source for things. How about Oscar Kaplan?
Well, I spoke to him at, no, he wasn't there at that meeting. I'm sorry, Minos.
Generalis.
Uh-huh. But I have spoken to Oscar Kaplan. He has a very large collection that he is going to be giving to us one of these days. Mm-hmm. He's not ready to part with it yet.
Yeah. He was at the brunch yesterday. I remember him back in the 40s, because we came at the same time in 46, at the faculty picnics. He was taking movies.
Mm.
He's got some great home movies. Mm. I've never seen any.
Wow.
But
this is Oscar Kaplan. He would take movies up on campus.
Or picnics
groups.
When we were out to, El Monte Park or Big Oak Ranch or wherever. We'd have the college social committee or faculty social committee.
Okay, I'm going to have to make sure I make a note of this in his file so that when I talk to him next time or we write to him next time, we'll have to bring this up,
mm-hmm.
because that would be something very valuable for you to receive in archives.
Well, of course, as I say, they're home movies. Whether he's ever edited them to the point where, I think they've shown them to their family, and that their kids were in there, of course, our kids too. And, little kids at that time are grown up now and going out and retiring.
Retiring? No, not quite. Well, let's see, one of your sons, let's see, was born in 49 and the other one was born in 51. They're not quite retiring yet. Unless they're very successful and going to retire really early. If you can think of any other individuals on campus that might have a very valuable resource for university archives, let me know. Oscar Kaplan and those movies, that would be very interesting to get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
People have a lot more. What people keep at home, they don't frequently think is viable for university archives, but it really is.
Well, I've mentioned it to a few people recently. I see nothing wrong with scheduling more often, just even putting it into next year's schedule again of activities for the Retirement Association to have another session here, and we could talk it up a little bit more if it is feasible.
You know what I would like to do is actually get a group of people together who are interested in doing oral history, because I've spoken to the Retirement Association at least 3 or 4 times now.
Mm-hmm.
About getting involved in the sorts of things we're looking for as donations and what they can help us out with: oral history, identifying photos, gathering bio information from faculty members or retirees.
Mm-hmm.
And frequently it doesn't go anywhere. So I need to get something real concrete. This is what we were going to talk about. I need a leader. That leader may be me for the time being until we get somebody else from the Retirement Association who's interested in taking it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do. I can't do it in the next 3 months, though, unfortunately.
Right. Well, George and Ethelyn Sorensen, our activities share programs or something, and I think they would be a starting point,
mm-hmm.
certainly, for that.
Oh, and Mrs. Wendling is supposed to be writing up an article about that gathering. for your newsletter, for Postscripts. So maybe that'll get some more interest.
Of course, they're probably not back in town yet. They weren't there yesterday.
Mm.
And they had the first one of the brunches at their house. I think they've been up north. I know they weren't at our camp, because they're in the camp group.
Well, you know, all retired people tend to travel a lot more.
Oh, my.
So it's hard to get them to sit down and stay in one place to work on something. Shall we wrap up the interview?
Why not?
Okay.